I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. First up today, Hezbollah and Israel are going at it on the border. What does this mean for the Lebanese people? Stay tuned. Later, gospel opportunities in the wake of Kenyan floods. The conflict in Gaza has spilled over into other countries in the region. In Lebanon, the militant group Hezbollah began shelling northern Israel the day after the Hamas attacks of October 7. According to Camille Melki of Heart for Lebanon,
in retaliation, Israel has been responding to that with maybe equal, if not more, aggressive firepower. And this has continued on since October 8, going on a daily basis, both parties exchanging fire alongside of the borders.
The conflict could further destabilize Lebanon's already crippled economy. What's more, Lebanon's parliament has already been closed for 2 years with very little progress towards recovering.
We believe that this conflict is going to delay any negotiations among dividing parties in Lebanon to elect a new president and appoint a new government.
The need in Lebanon is snowballing out of control, and Heart for Lebanon is desperately trying to keep up.
We pray that it ends soon, because I don't know how much further can the country of Lebanon bear with these multiple crises at the same time.
Learn how you can pray on our website. Meanwhile, a massive fire at a Syrian refugee camp in Lebanon's Bekaa Valley has left hundreds without a home. The fire, the cause of which is unknown, swept through the camp on April 29, quickly reducing it to ash. Nuna Matar of Triumphant Mercy Lebanon says the fire was near one of their schools. Thankfully, no one from the school was injured because kids and teachers were in class at the time. However,
the Lebanese government is not allowing now Syrian refugees to rebuild or change locations. For security reason, and understandably so, but for these people, they have to do something just to find a place to rest at night.
Complicating matters, deportation raid frequency increased, further scattering the staff. On May 10, Nuna had to close the school to protect the teachers. TM Lebanon provided immediate relief to those who lost everything in the fire, but it's not enough. As they respond in the name of Christ, she asks you to pray for wisdom. Tension between Lebanese and Syrians is high. Lebanese were seen laughing and taking pictures of the camp as Syrians searched for their belongings.
I think everything shows the hand of Christ that is extended to people who are in distress. Whenever we are there and they know who we are, they know we are Christians. We have been talking to them and we have been showing them love again and again. This is opening conversations.
And heavy rainfall continues to plague Kenya. The deluge is causing floods and landslides across 80% of the country. More than 280,000 people have been displaced by the floods since early April, and at least 277 have lost their lives. Unknown Nations' Greg Kelly says,
so much of Kenya for the better part of the last couple of decades has been in drought conditions. So anytime you go from the extremes of drought conditions into such excessive rains, it's always going to be a traumatic situation.
While a large percentage of Kenyan's population knows and follows Christ, there are pockets of unreached people groups, mostly in the refugee community. These groups are affected by flooding too.
It just creates a tremendous opportunity for us as a body of Christ to come alongside people, love them in Jesus' name. But also, let's not miss the opportunity to share the gospel where it's most needed.
Pray that responding Christians can identify groups who don't know the Lord and will share the gospel as they give out humanitarian aid.
When you are in a disaster situation, that desperation makes you sort of question everything. And what better time for the body of Christ to come alongside and to give them a blanket and also declare the love of Jesus? Sometimes it takes tragic situations like a flood, like an earthquake, like a landslide, like a typhoon to get our reaction. But we need to have compassion and empathy in the absence of a disaster as well.
Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. In the Middle East and North Africa, where it is difficult and dangerous to follow Jesus, isolated believers risk everything to live out their faith. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the region, offers a free 7-day prayer guide that provides specific ways to pray and tells the stories of Christians who can't freely worship. Get yours when you click the banner ad at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.